Report, Donald Trump eyes DOJ, FBI purge upon re-election. By Wendell Hussebo on May 20, 2024. Former President Donald Trump will purge the administrative state by firing career bureaucrats from the DOJ and the FBI if he wins re-election, nine people involved in the effort told Reuters. Trump repeatedly vowed to drain the administrative state or deep state, as he termed it, upon returning to office. The term administrative state specifically describes the phenomenon of unaccountable and unelected administrative agencies, including the national security apparatus, exercising power to create and enforce their own rules. The administrative state uses its rulemaking ability or raw power to essentially usurp the separation of powers between the three branches of government by creating a so-called fourth branch of government not formed by the Constitution. Trump's reported focus on overhauling the DOJ is predicated on his belief that career bureaucrats inside the administrative state improperly target conservatives, conservative groups, or conservative ideals with the help of the national security state or intelligence apparatus. Trump's contention is buoyed by significant reporting on various controversies, such as the coronavirus, the Russia hoax, and the laptop from Hill. The next Trump administration would place new constraints on the DOJ's authority by decentralizing its power to other law enforcement agencies, the sources told Reuters. The initiative is not a new idea among citizens concerned about the erosion of civil liberty. Eliminating the FBI's general counsel, an office that worked against Trump's presidency and the investigation into the 2016 Russia hoax, would be first, two prominent Trump allies said. The Biden campaign condemned the idea as Trump exacting revenge on political opponents who allegedly work for a nonpartisan agency funded by taxpayers. Most conservatives agree that a president should have the power to fire and hire federal bureaucrats for cause. Before Trump left office in 2021, he signed an executive order, EO, to reclassify federal government employees into Schedule F, which would have allowed the president to enhance accountability and job performance within the bureaucratic agencies. "You have some people that are protected that shouldn't be protected," Trump said in May. Biden canceled the order when he assumed office in 2021. But if Trump reclaims the White House, he will reportedly re-implement the executive order and purge the unelected technocrats artificially running the federal government. It would effectively upend the modern civil service, triggering a shock wave across the bureaucracy, Axios previously concluded about the EO's impact. "The mere mention of Schedule F ensures that the bureaucracy moves in your direction," Russell Vaught, Trump's former director of the Office of Management and Budget, previously told Time. "The president never had a policy process that was designed to give him what he actually wanted and campaigned on," he added. "We are sorting through the legal authorities, the mechanics, and providing the momentum for a future administration." The administrative state appears terrified of a Trump victory in November. It is preparing for Trump to win re-election by implementing a surge of bureaucratic regulations before a deadline that renders them difficult to undo by a potential Trump administration. The administrative state implemented 66 rules in just April alone, a number that is greater than any month since the Reagan administration, a regulatory study center analysis found. Biden's administrative state published 111 more regulations than Trump implemented at the same point in his term, Axios reported. Many of the rules will protect the progressive agenda of climate change, such as limiting auto tailpipe emissions and forcing power plants to cut carbon dioxide emissions. A potential Trump administration, via the Congressional Review Act, can reverse the rules implemented during an upcoming look-back period. When the look-back period begins in 2024 is murky, but Axios reported Biden's deadline ranges between May 22 and September. Any rules put into action before the deadline cannot be reversed. Wendell Hussebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHussebo or on Truth Social @WendellHussebo.